Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I thought I broke his dick right there, right then and there.
Oh, Anna, you broke it.
I'm saying. And I didn't even do anything wild. I literally just sat up and leaned back like maybe 15%.
So let's get to it.
The conversations you're about to hear are intended for mature audiences. If adult themes are offensive to you, well, grow up.
So dirty talk, so yeah. Sex talk.
Yeah, it started off as dirty talk.
I was actually like very excited to see my partner with somebody else.
She looked at me and said, so you want to have sex with other people, that's what you're saying.
Okay. And you find it a turn on to hear about what he did.
Yeah, and then it's like, I want to come home and get it the way she got it.
Does he know you have a boyfriend?
Well, yes.
This is Consenting Adults with Lena Wynn.
My guests today are a couple from Illinois. Who knew there were swingers in Illinois? Waylon is 37. He's a construction worker. His wife, Anna, is 36. She's in healthcare. They were high school sweethearts. They've been together 18 years. Married for 6. They've got 3 children. And recently had their first MFM experience. Waylon and Anna, welcome to the show. So you're newbies.
Yeah, we are.
Brand new.
How long have you been thinking about it?
Well, Waylon's been thinking about it since high school. I mean, right. Let's be honest.
Yes, much, much longer than she has.
Yeah. It finally started coming to life and actively talking about it, I would say probably about 7-8 months ago.
Yeah. Mm.
Did something, like how did it come up? Why did it kind of kick into high gear?
For Anna, I'm not sure. On my end, I think it was persistence. You know, it's something that I've repeatedly brought back up. And there were times, you know, years ago, if I were to bring it up as pillow talk, she would actually get pretty upset with me. Mm-hmm. Like it was a deal breaker.
Oh.
So I was really surprised when I heard it come out of her mouth.
Yeah. Oh. Anna, what's your deal? What's your deal, Anna?
So, again, the pillow talk, it's a consistent thing. It always has been, you know, just talking about another female being brought into the bedroom, things of that nature. And that's not my forte. I don't swing that way. Mm-hmm. And then he just started role playing with me in the bedroom about another man joining us. And then we joined Twitter again, the naughty side of Twitter. You know, it's out there for those of you who don't know.
Go find it.
But just seeing different things on there and him tagging me in different things. And of course, you know, that gets heavier into the bedroom talk, and finally decided to join a couple sites and give it a go, rip the Band-Aid off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before all this, mm-hmm. were you a jealous person?
Ooh, yes. With the females. Yes.
She still is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie.
Okay. And Waylon, how about you?
Previously, I would say yes. But after, you know, like when we were 20 years old, I would have taken offense to another man telling me, you know, how gorgeous she is, or, you know, your wife is beautiful, or she's hot, or look at the ass on her. But as I've gotten older, that's almost, that's a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. she is gorgeous. That is something you should say. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I've just kind of
moved away from the jealousy.
Yeah, you grow up, you evolve a little bit, you know, so.
So when you were doing the pillow talk about another woman and she kind of wasn't going to have that, did you think about, let's start talking about another man just to see how she would react?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you'd never fantasized about being with your wife and another man, had you?
Not necessarily, no. But one thing as I get older, I realize I'm really into, and I heard this word on your podcast, compersion.
Mm.
I am probably more turned on by watching her receive pleasure than myself, you know? So although I think a woman could probably provide that same pleasure, I just thought the idea of adding a second male, one, she would be more on board with.
Absolutely.
And two, that type of pleasure, I think that is more, you know, up her alley kind of deal. So,
Speaking of up her alley, tell me about this first experience. So where did you find him?
SDC.
Yeah, SDC.
Okay, so what is that?
Seek, Discover, and Connect. It's a...
Oh, website.
Yeah, like a swingers dating site, I would say.
Oh, okay. I'd never heard of that yet. Okay. So you found him on a website, looking at pictures. You're thinking this is going to go forward.
Well, actually, we kind of got a little bit heavier into the Twitter land, just seeing what was out there, getting feedback on different things. Because in my eyes, I was like, well, nobody else is going to want to sleep with me. Like, you've been with me for this long. Like, hell, I don't think so. So we put it out there on Twitter and got pretty good responses back. So I told him, I was like, well, let's just try this. And so we started it one night in bed. I think it was like midnight, 1 o'clock. We joined the website. We just kind of browsed, put a picture with a blurred face on there, see what would happen. Woke up the next morning and had a ridiculous amount of people in the inbox, which was surprising. And we found someone, and my husband, I don't want to say vetted, but he did, for quite some time. I want to say like 2 to 3 weeks.
At least, yeah.
Oh, God, yes. And I feel like they started like this bro code thing. It was very strange for me. But yeah, we had everything set up, got the hotel. There was a little bit of travel involved. And we was all dolled up, you know, got waxed, cleaned, the whole nine yards. Super stoked for it. And he no-showed.
What?
Like hours before. You know, he had messaged me that morning saying he'd be on his way. Yeah. And
That super sucks.
Super let down. So we laid low for about a week and a half. And then we decided, you know what? Screw it. Whoever wants to say they're going to show up, we're just going to rip this Band-Aid off. And so we reached out to somebody. And sure enough, we connected.
Mm-hmm. And was it the whole, like, you got a hotel room, you're going to meet him for drinks, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we met for drinks in the beginning just to make sure, you know, one last time everybody's on board. And he was who he said he was, and, you know, just kind of a last chance for anybody, any party to be like, hey, you know, I'm not into this, but, dinner went well. So from there, we went to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Anna.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Okay. I'm here for this. He seemed like a very, very nice gentleman. And of course, you know, I'm like, well, let's get back up to this hotel. Like, I'm done with my food. And oh, are you kidding me? My heart was thumping. And I was like, I'm going to say something wrong. I'm going to fall on my heels. That's what's because I'm a heel person. So heels all the way, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm walking up these stairs. I'm like, I'm going to bust my ass. This guy's going to walk away. It's going to be horrific. And he came prepared. So, I mean, bless his little heart. He showed up with games and massage oils and things of all that nature and said he had been, you know, in the LS for a while, the lifestyle for a while. And so we were just going to kind of take pointers from him and go with it. And we came back to the room, kind of a rocky start?
Yeah, it was awkward. I mean, let's be honest.
It was super awkward. All the nerves left immediately. As soon as the doors closed and the clothes started coming off, I was like, yeah, this is happening.
Wait, so how's that a rocky start?
Oh.
Well, in the beginning, so.
Take it away, Waylon.
he had told us a couple times how experienced he was and he wanted to play all these games and stuff. And to be honest, Lena, by the time I got back to the hotel room, I was ready. I mean, let's do
this. You don't want to play no games.
Right.
Because I would say after this experience, I would label us more of a DTF couple.
Yes.
By the time we got to that room, we had the buildup of it falling through the first time. And then this time, like she said, once we came through those doors, it's like, it's game time.
It's bound to wow, wow. Let's go. Yeah.
And he was kind of trying to drag it out and he had like this dice game and I'm like, man, hey, I think
we're past that, buddy.
I think the ice was broken when we had drinks. Let's go from there. So,
So then how did you guys move it along?
So Anna was nice enough that she brought a couple different outfits.
Yes.
And when she came out in the one she chose, I mean, it was, for me, I was ready to go.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. He was ready to roll.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was.
Every time. Let's not play.
So, me and the other guy, we weren't struggling, but this is probably the fastest my clothes have ever came off. So
Yeah. And I went over to him.
Him who?
I
the
don't
other guy?
See his name. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll say Antonio.
Antonio. Sure, why not? So I went over to Antonio and he showed up in basically a suit. Which that's fine. We went at a pretty low key place. So I think he kind of stuck out like a sore thumb a little bit, but appreciated, the clean appearance that he did present himself as. And whenever I started unbuttoning his shirt and just kind of slowly taking clothes off of him, I ended up having to take my own clothes off of me.
What?
Exactly. I'm saying, like, are you kidding me right now? That's fine. Whatever. I'll untie my own shit. I don't care. I'm just ready. And we started off, my husband, he definitely wanted to see me get on my knees and start, giving him a blowjob to just kind of start the business. So I did, I helped Antonio undo his pants and we just kind of guided over to a little seating area and got started that direction. And I feel like it was a matter of minutes before we were all like, yeah, we're going to the bed now. Like we need a little more room to partake in everything we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah.
So Waylon, you're seeing your wife on her knees. Like, what is the initial reaction?
So coming into this, I really felt like I would experience some sort of jealousy. And in that moment, I can't say that I felt it, I go back to this a little bit, but she is my favorite porn star. No woman in this world turns me on as much as her. So to see her in that moment was almost not an out of body experience, but I felt like I wasn't there, if that makes sense. Like I was
watching a movie,
just watching.
Mm-hmm.
It was, that part was quite the experience. I would say that first touch, it had a different feel to it. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Do you know if, because jealousy is very strong, did it feel like it was that jealousy, that strong of a feeling, except that it was a turn on?
I don't believe so.
Oh, really?
I don't believe so. Because even after the fact, things didn't kind of turn out the way we wanted to.
No,
this really wasn't a success story, unfortunately.
Jealousy. Well, hold on. Let's get back to the bed then. So you go over to the bed and then what happened?
So Waylon came over and of course, I told him before going in, we already had all of our like knows, like our hard limits set in place. And we talked about them, you know, previously we talked about them on the drive up, on the way to the hotel, like just double checking, you know, hey, I'll say your name. So my big thing was no anal. That was my thing. Cause you know, like that's our own personal thing that we do, you know, or we like to try to do. And so to me, that was our thing. So that was a hard no for me. And I think more just like no blood, you know, don't put any bruises rough on me. Yeah. Like I love being, you know, smacked and choked and hair pulled and, you know, like I am totally down for all of that. Just don't bruise me. Don't make me bleed. Like that was our hard nose. And he didn't have any. He was just like, I'm here for it. Yeah. Like anything goes. Let's go. Just don't touch me with your dick and we're fine.
And
like that was his.
meaning Waylon's?
Yes. Okay. Waylon didn't want any part of any bi experience at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Which Antonio also had that limit. So that was fine.
You know, there's going to be a little friendly fire, but I just didn't want anything romantic happening.
right.
Yes.
Okay.
The males.
Right. So, okay. So then now you're over to the bed. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you were having to drive this? Whereas he said he was so experienced.
Yes.
And yes. To be honest, she did a really good job of that.
Yes. I took the lead on every aspect of it. It was almost like he was the beginner and we were the professionals, which was kind of weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once we got into, you know, the sexual part of this play date, I think we found out pretty quickly that maybe Antonio was not as experienced as he portrayed.
Okay. So you're over to the bed. What starts happening?
Immediately, Anna was a huge fan of Spit Roast right out of the gates.
Loved it.
Oh.
You know,
that's what I wanted from out of all of it was I wanted to do the spit roast. I wanted, you know, to be behind so my husband could watch. Like to me, I'm like, that's hot. That's what I want. So we just immediately dove into it.
Which end were you on, Waylon?
I was in the front. Yes. I had all the views.
Okay. And that was good for both of you.
Oh yes, ma'am. It was quite the experience. Mm-hmm. That was actually probably my favorite part.
Yeah,
of the
whole night. That was the best part of the night was that.
Mm-hmm. And then who switched it up? Why did you switch it up?
Me. I switched it up because I could tell that, I don't want to say that I was getting stale or stagnant, but I'm used to a little bit more force. And regardless of how much I was applying myself, it just wasn't happening on the backside. So I just wanted him to kind of see how I did like it. And so we just kind of flip-flopped and Waylon went behind. And then Antonio was up front. We did that. And
you actually did a really good job.
Thanks.
Because he didn't last up there very long.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It took about 10 seconds and he was blowing it all over me.
Yeah. Oh. He was...
Yeah, it did not last long, but we did resume. We continued. He took a little time out, I would say.
Yeah.
And Waylon and I played for a little bit and he went down on me. So that was super nice. And Antonio joined back in. he could have just set out the rest. It was wow.
And it kind of, so we ended up taking a break in the middle. And, you know, just kind of hanging out for a little bit.
So we ended up, about this.
He kept going on about these games. So we end up playing like a game of
God, we're like, man, strip bro, poker. You brought it. Okay.
Strip poker. Okay. But we're already naked. Exactly.
Oh, how is he young?
He was, I would say 10 years younger than us.
Okay. Yeah. I think I was 26.
Oh, okay. He sounds it. He sounds young for some reason.
Yes. Yes. That would be correct.
Okay. All right. So, and then you go at it again.
Oh, yeah. We go to the second round. Unfortunately for me, I was the first participant out.
Mm-hmm. I played the tip game. He was out. Oh. He was out really quick.
And I'm like, I'm trying to pull away just to get a timeout. And Anna was having no part of it.
No.
Okay. I mean, she just would not stop.
I never stop.
What's the configuration? What were you doing?
we were back in the spit roast.
Well, kind of. I was on my back and had my legs up over my head. And so he was on his knees. And, you know, I'm over there sucking him, Waylon from the front as he's watching, you know, his wife, myself get folded up. And that was really nice.
It was too nice. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right. And I never let go because I'm there for the game. Like, I want my reward, right? Like every woman. So I got my reward and I assumed he would stay tight and prep himself to get a little bit ready, stay close to me, you know, like rub legs, still stay involved, things of that nature while he's watching his wife get banged by another man, right?
Right.
Sounds great. So Waylon, I think you went all over my face, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. So that was super hot. And then Antonio laid down and he told me, he goes, okay, that's enough of you being on your back. It's time to get on top. So I'm like, bet. Okay, let's go. No.
What?
No.
What?
Oh my gosh. So I get on
top. Tell her.
Oh my God. So I get on top and he keeps on telling me to lean forward, like lean closer to his chest. And so I do, you know, like, all right, well, that's fine. Like, you don't want to see me bounce on you? Okay. So I lean forward and he's like, no, lean more forward. And like, he starts whispering to me and he's like, more, more. Until I'm like physically laying on top of him. So it kind of defeats the whole purpose of me being on top, right? And he's like, don't lean back. You'll break my dick.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. And it stopped me in that moment because I'm like, what? What do you mean breaking? Okay. So I sat up and I tried to lean back just a little bit, you know, to get that full, you know, like the effect.
He wanted no part of
it. Oh my God. I thought I hurt him. I thought I broke his dick right there, right then and there.
Oh, Anna, you broke it.
I'm saying. And I didn't even do anything wild. I literally just sat up and leaned back like maybe 15%.
Oh.
Like, are you kidding? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, immediately went soft.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So I'm like a fly on the wall at this point.
He was out of the game.
I was not a great partner. I was just kind of sitting on the back of the bed. But now that I can tell she's becoming frustrated.
Yeah.
Antonio's having issues. I'm like, oh man, this is basically over for me now. I'm like, I'm out of this deal.
Yes.
Your tongue ain't broke.
Oh my God. She got me. You're right.
I did. I got him. So I got off of Antonio because I was like, okay, this isn't working. I was like, I'm going to fluff you again. We're going to try this all over again. Right. So I am down on my hands and knees on the bed. He's laying on his back and I proceed and start sucking him again to get him hard. Like, okay, sorry, I broke your dick. Kind of like, let's fix this. And I got him hard again, so that was awesome. And I stood up on the edge of the bed, and we started to go again. And however I was moving my ass from behind, apparently was also physically hurting him, which I've never heard of in my entire life. And I just looked at Waylon, and he knew in that moment, this like, I'm out on this deal. Like, this is so messed up right now. Like, this should bring pure pleasure. And he's over here talking about me snapping his dick in half. Like, that's weird, bro. I'm out on this. So I just get up on the bed and I told Waylon, I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to help me out here. So he comes up and he starts, you know, eating me out. And Antonio comes up behind me and rubbing my tits. And, you know, we're attempting to get back into the spit roast feel, but it just wasn't there. Like, it did not, it did not connect.
Somewhere in there, you had me go under.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I missed that. Boy,
go under.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
So while she was in the doggy style position, she had some sort of, this is going into it. She's like, regardless what happens, I want you to try this. And I want you to go down on me while he's fucking me from behind.
Oh.
So I tell Antonio, I was like, listen, I'm going down there.
Don't poke me in the eye.
Yeah.
That's what he told him. Don't poke me in the eye.
You keep that thing to yourself.
This is so sexy right now.
We're going to get real close. We're going to get real close. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but were you were you in like a 69 position?
Yes. Basically, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And how was it?
To be honest, I know how much she wanted it, so I had no issue. Like at first, I was kind of like, man, I really don't want to be that close to everything else, but
you want to please your wife.
Yes, and I really enjoyed it, and I probably enjoyed it more
than
knowing,
you thought. Oh,
knowing that it was something she really wanted. So, mm-hmm.
And did you finally get somewhere, Anna? Oh my God.
I'm saying. So him down there was phenomenal. However, it was the weak game that was behind me. Mm. And I'm trying to be so nice about this, but I'm going to be nice.
We had the headboard rocking.
Oh my God. Don't even. Oh my God. Okay. So the headboard was not rocking, to be clear. Mm-hmm. And he ended up coming again. In that position, he pulled out and, you know, went all over my back and whatnot. So he was kind of out on the game, and Waylon and I were still playing a little bit. And then he just wanted to start a regular conversation while we were still going.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was just like, okay, well, I guess we're done, yeah, right? We're done. Yeah. Everybody high five. Okay. Yeah. We're done here. Yeah. Mm. So both of them got to come twice.
Poor Anna.
Not at all?
Not at all. Not until after he left.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
I'm saying. But it's not going to discourage us. Like, we're out there looking. Yeah, we're out there looking. We'd like try that again. We consider this our trial run. Like, we ripped the Band-Aid off. So mm-hmm. Still very much so a conversation and very, very much so an interest to us.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like there was enough, there was potential.
Yes.
So you just need like a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody who I'm not going to break their dick.
Right.
And to be honest, Antonio really kind of fit, you know, the original vetting, because he was respectful.
He was very respectful.
He didn't say anything.
Very caring.
There's a lot of people, like the first words out of their mouth, it's like, who do you say, you know, who do you say that to? You're speaking to her husband. You know what I mean? Don't be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Single men out there, they're just.
Be respectful.
Yeah.
If you're approaching
get you
a couple,
so much, so much
respectful.
Farther.
Yeah. We had one person, I have to tell you, because I doubled over laughing so hard. Some guy messaged us and what did he say?
He's like, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
Yeah.
Talking about
that,
Anna.
That was his introduction is I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
And my reply was the only thing you're fucking is stupid. And then blocked. I can't imagine someone thinking in their mind, like this is a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm glad you said that because, you know, a lot of people have great experiences and not enough people talk about
the downsides.
Right. And then, you know, the lifestyle is really just another, it's just like the rest of the vanilla public, but you're
absolutely.
All kinky, right? So you got weirdos and you got people who just, you know, like don't have any game, or you got people who really don't know what to say.
Right.
Okay. And how long ago was this experience?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe a month.
Yeah, a month ago.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're on the hunt. We've been kind of laying low for holidays.
It's kind of derailed us a little bit, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And we've slowly been trying to get our groove back. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think in our mind we had this idea that, oh, man, this is going to take it to another level. And then it didn't. And I think it even kind of created a little, you know, rift almost between us, like, well, you know, like, do you think there's something more we could have done? Or, you know, it's just, it kind of put a little bit of a hiccup, I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just makes us ponder for the next time, like, what should we do different? Or how should we vet that different? Or should we get recommendations from other people? Because we do hear that a lot, you know, right. That somebody will refer someone.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it just sounds like a referral program, like 10 punches and you get a free pass. Like,
right.
So that's a little off-putting, but it's real. Like, maybe we should start talking to other people and see, you know, mm-hmm. hey, did you have someone that was any good?
Right.
That kind
of. Do you think, had you had a toy with you then? Do you think that would have made any difference, at least in that you don't leave the night completely frustrated?
Yes. So we did bring toys. I brought several outfits and heels and toys and lube. Like, we came packing
prepared.
A duffel bag. Yeah.
Right.
Like, we were ready. But so whenever it was all done, I guess we kind of just skated right past that. But whenever it was all done, it oddly ended, he stuck around.
Oh, and
for about an hour yeah. and a half.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, yes. Despite all of our efforts to be like, okay, well, you know, I hope you have a great night. And he just wasn't catching the hint. And we're not rude individuals. So we're like, well, I guess let him talk. But we learned all childhood stuff and everything.
Oh, yeah. Life story.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. I even got up and ate dinner. Come on, man. So, yeah, we've determined we are, what is that, DTF?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely that.
And do you think that moving forward, you're going to be able to be more straightforward?
Yes.
So that you yes. don't waste time?
Oh, yes. Like I said, this was definitely a trial and error, the ripping off of the Band-Aid, getting those nerves past, seeing if there was anything that we enjoyed or we did not. You know, to see if we needed to add anything else to our limits or maybe even take some limits away that we had on the table or bring different things. Mm-hmm. You know, just all trial and error for sure. But I wasn't completely dissatisfied at the end of the night, though. Before he left, he asked me if I had heard the headboard rocking whenever he was behind me. And I did not have the heart to tell him it never rocked. So I just told him, you know, during that time when women are worked up, sometimes we just don't hear anything. And mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure we gave like high fives and hugs whenever he left because it was really uncomfortable. Mm. But as soon as he left,
we tested the durability.
We actually made that thing knock. And like, I'm pretty sure I mauled Waylon as soon as that door closed. I was like, yeah, no, now it's my turn. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Because nice. To be honest, that was one thing I was looking for, was that reconnection.
Yeah, that aftercare.
And the hour and a half conversation was really getting to me, you know, because like in my mind, I'm like, by the time he leaves, she's going to be ready to go to bed. We're not getting that reconnection.
Right.
But
we didn't have that problem.
We didn't have that problem.
No, we didn't.
Nice. So it looks like you found a lot of things about yourself. You did things that you didn't think you would do, enjoyed things you didn't think you would enjoy, right?
Oh, especially absolutely. You, Waylon. Yeah. I encourage everyone to try it at least once. Seriously, just give it a go, just one time. As long as both partners are comfortable with it, give it a go.
Yeah. And if you're strong in your relationship, I don't know why you couldn't at least try it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's opened up to other conversations and... Like I'm always about like, let's explore something new at all times. So we're constantly purchasing new things or talking about new things. And I even went out and started, you know, an OF just to be able to have communication with people and do role plays and stuff like that. And November was super awesome. Like I got to role play with other people quite a bit and it brought some new stuff to the table where I'm like, yeah, we're going to mm-hmm. try that. That's great.
Do you think that there might be a situation in the future where you would be okay having another female join in?
I think so. And, you know, I actually just the other day we were opening up SDC and I started browsing the different females that were on the website. And those are few and far in between. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot within Illinois. So it's just trying to find... you know, the site that would have people that would be local to us. So far, we haven't had much luck. So there's that. But yeah, honestly, one of my, which I think is a little weird, but I think it's more of a, I don't know necessarily that I want to do the female-female, male threesome type situation as much as it would be where I would rather just watch as I select somebody for him and I get to be in that room while he is pleasuring the other person, because then I get to see his reaction on it.
Well, how about like just full on swinging, like a full swap with another couple?
I think that just gets a little bit too complicated, and you either have a couple where they're more into one of us than the other, and the other one's like, well, I guess if you want it, I'm going to do this. Like, I feel like that would be something that would be in the back of our minds the whole time is who are they actually showing up for? Yeah.
Okay.
Just a lot of people pleasing that has to take place with four people as opposed to three.
Yeah. When we first started this journey, we kind of both just agreed to single males, you know, or single individuals,
yeah,
I guess.
Single individuals. Yeah.
Because I feel like there'd be a lot less drama there. You know, if you have a good grasp on your relationship, there's really nothing that other person is bringing to the table drama wise, you know, so.
Right. They're just there to be pleased by us and vice versa.
Okay. If you guys ever change, will you come back? Will you come back on the show and update me if
absolutely.
You start changing all this stuff?
Absolutely.
Because I'm thinking that things might change for you guys.
Oh, I'm sure that they will. Like I said, I did a lot of role playing in November over on the Spicy area. And just some of the stuff that people were coming up with, like I had to Google some of this stuff. So I'm like, I don't even know what the hell half of this stuff is that people are asking me to do. And boy, was it interesting. And I got to watch some of, you know, like the videos. I didn't know what joys were, jack-off instructions. And people love those things. So So I got to do some of those, and just some of the fetishes that people are into is just so intriguing. And of course, we don't judge anyone. Like, if anything, we want to watch. So at least watch once or try it once, you know?
Nice.
I think that this is kind of the beginning to a new side of our marriage after, you know, all these years.
If you'd like to find our guests, you can go to our website, consentingadultshow.com. Their social media handles are in show notes. And if you're enjoying this program, we'd really appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And we'll see you next time on Consenting Adults.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.